Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, how about this? Four-star hotel rooms for quarantined residents or maybe even for the homeless. KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer joining us on the RingCentral Newsline right now. Phil, how's this going to play out?
Well, it's going to be interesting. We're talking about some of the swankest hotels in San Francisco, the Palace, the Hyatt, the Hamptons, the nice, the not so nice, and whatever room they can get. There is a huge, huge drop in hotel room rentals. As you know, the conventions have pulled out. Tourism has dropped. There's about 34,000 empty rooms in San Francisco, and the city put out to bid to get about 3,500 of those set aside for first responders who may live far away from the city and need a place to stay for the duration of this pandemic, for families that have to be split up and quarantined, for the elderly, like the elderly Chinese in Chinatown who are living two or three to a room and share a common bathroom, getting them all into their own rooms. And they got an incredible response. They were hoping to get 3,500. They got over 8,000 requests saying, okay, we're up for it. So it's going to be interesting. They're going to be working now to figure out if we need quarantine areas, where to put them, and possibly in hotels.
Okay, so that's one part of this. That's the city going out and soliciting hotel rooms, of which the hotels have got plenty right now. On the other hand, you have this group of supervisors saying we have all these empty rooms that could be used to house homeless people during this health crisis.
Yeah, well, that gets a little trickier, Stan. And that's where we starting to see splits going on. Up until now, it's been this unified front at City Hall, but we're starting to see the fissures. Yes, there's a group, four or five supervisors say, yes, what we should do is that nobody should be out on the streets right now. We should put them in hotel rooms. The mayor's office is going, hold on. First off, I'm not sure how many of these hotels are going to want to rent to the homeless. It's one thing to rent to an elderly Chinese or to a family member that has a home or a first responder. It's another thing to bring in, set aside a floor for the homeless, in part because they just don't bring homelessness with them. They bring mental health issues, drug issues, a whole lot of different things. And the city's also saying, yes, they do that. And when they do that, we have to increase security and we have to have staffers. I mean, what are you going to do? Have bellboys start being, mental health people? No. They're saying, no, we got to contain this. And for the homeless, what we have to do is they're going to be on the streets, they're going to be in the tents, but let's try to keep them at a distance. So you're having a back and forth on that front as well that we're seeing. Yeah.
All right. So this is going to be interesting. We've just got a few seconds left. Are you going to cover today's Board of Supervisors meeting just by sitting at home and watching it? Because this is a first.
It is, but I'm going to tell you, luckily, we'll be checking it, but I'm not sure it was painful enough sitting through those meetings in person, Stan. Maybe video would be better because you can get up and walk away.
Who muted? Are you on mute? I'm not. Who's on mute? I can't.
It's going to be interesting to see how long those meetings last as they go virtual in all of these things. But, yeah, we're in this new age, and so far I'm trying to at least keep it by the phone and keep it personal. But we'll see if we're starting to cover meetings by virtual as well. All right?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.